country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Windermere boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Welcome.
I had a good friend in
to an important edition of the Trump Phenomenon here on February 2nd, 2018. You're going to have fun with this, and of course, and you know, unless you've been sleeping or something, you are aware that the Intelligence Committee memo is out, and I've got a printed copy in my trembling, hot little hands right here in front of me, and so we'll be talking about it and its import in today's hour show. And if some of you have had a chance to really study it today or have heard some excellent discussion of it, we'd love to have you add your commentary to the show with Paul and myself. Paul Fromm with me. I don't know. Well, I think I just lost Paul, but Paul will probably be back. I'd certainly love to have you call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, let's go to the executive summary. Is this thing as good as advertised? Yes, it is. Is it a bombshell? Yes, it is. And let's see, what are the ways in which it's a bombshell? Let me explain what it is. I'm holding it. It's four pages with a two-page introductory letter from the president. In this, you say to yourself, four pages from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is not a whole lot that you can get into four pages, and that's correct. This is a summary, but it's a very weighty summary based on thousands of pages of evidence. It's a summary of what those thousands of pages show you. And if you've ever read court documents and things like that, they can be very tedious. It takes a long time to get from point A to point B. This summary is like the opening argument or the closing argument of a prosecutor in a court before a judge. And it's also like such a court case in that it doesn't try to cover everything. It's impugning certain people, and it gives one very cogent instance of the unlawful behavior of those certain people. And it nails down that one instance. So this would be the analogy in a court case would be if you have a bank robber who's done a string of robberies. You take one robbery and prove that that bank robber robbed that bank. And you don't have to prove every single one. So this is what this does. It proves who the bank robbers are. Rod Rosenstein's one of them. This is more of the good news. Remember, the big brouhaha this week from the left, from people like clowns like Adam Schiff and criminals like Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, was they wanted the names redacted. Well, if you take the names out of this document, you've gutted it. You've gutted it. The power of this document is that it specifically names that Rod Rosenstein committed crimes. James Comey committed crimes. And all your favorite people, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, the very people we've been talking about, there aren't surprise new people in this memo. And boy, I'll tell you what, Rod Rosenstein, I'm sure he's packing his valise right now. He is not going to be the deputy attorney general very long. I don't see how that's remotely possible. Because this reveals that Rod Rosenstein authorized, knowing that it was criminal behavior, Rod Rosenstein reauthorized unlawful spying on American citizens by lying to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, the FISC, actually is the acronym for the court. So Rod Rosenstein, after having been made deputy attorney general in the Trump administration, was stabbing the Trump administration in the back, acting like exactly what he is, an enemy operative. That's all you can say about it. Now, the point of the Devin Nunes, what a hero Devin Nunes is, the guy who carried this through in his committee. His point is that we have to have trust in the FBI if we're going to give it the kind of power that it has over our lives. And the FBI should not be, under any administration, an advocate for any particular administration. It should not be in any way a political organization. Now, we know that the FBI, under people like J. Edgar Hoover and others, has not lived up to that ideal. But the people may have thought that they were at least making a stab at it in recent years. Not at all. This thing shows that the FBI was a hotbed of Saul Alinsky-style Democrat sabotage, corruption, lying, cheating. It was a political activist wing of the Democratic Party. So these are all things we've been saying, but now here it is right here. It's proved right here. And this document is more detail on this. It was prepared only by the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, and it was distributed only to the Republicans initially. And isn't it interesting? It wasn't leaked. Didn't get leaked. Showing who's been doing the leaking. Now, two-page presidential letter that's on top of it, what I'm holding right now. This is also really good news today. Because what Donald Trump did on his own initiative is that he concluded with his legal team and so on that this document, which could be released by the House Intelligence Committee on its own say-so, without declassifying the top secret document that the memo is, Donald Trump took the extra step of saying he felt that it was in his responsibility as president to declassify the document on his own initiative. So he did that. You'll see this document when you look at your copy. It's the top secret has been crossed out. It just says property of the U.S. House of Representatives. Doesn't say top secret anymore. Just somebody took a black marker and dragged it through, or maybe it's an electronic black marker, dragged it through the top secret line. Yeah, it's an electronic mark. And it's declassified. What's good about this? It means our man, Donald Trump, in the White House, is sticking to his guns and sticking to his word. He's not backing down. He's being a man of courage against withering fire and opposition from idiots like, well, worse than idiots, like John McCain, and we'll talk about him tonight. John McCain, boy, does he have, is he dirtied up by this thing? He's not mentioned in the dossier, or in the memo, rather. However, well, we'll talk about John McCain later. I don't want to confuse the issues. Here's Matt Gaetz, one of the real heroes here. Here's what Matt Gaetz was saying today on TV as we get the reaction. Now he's open. He's free to talk much more openly than he has in shows previously. Here he is talking today. I'll try to kind of get the right spot here.
We'll be getting into the public square, but for now, we should be very troubled by what we've learned.
Well, one thing that troubled me was to see Rod Rosenstein's name on there as one of the people who signed off on it.
And I'll pause it right there because I cut off something important he said. Matt Gaetz, just as he opened, was saying that there's a lot more coming. So get ready for more sparks to fly. Here's what he says a little earlier in this interview today.
Memo, it would be great if Americans could judge for themselves by looking at the FISA word. Undoubtedly would have to be redacted, but looking at it ourselves to see which memo is correct.
Well, absolutely right. The facts that are laid out in the majority memo are verifiable. They can be proven, and that's one of the reasons why Congressman Lee Zeldin ensured that the letter that we prepared to Chairman Nunes, signed by over 60 Republicans, demands not only the release of the memo, but authenticating evidence to the extent to which that doesn't put national security in jeopardy. So this isn't the last you'll be hearing from us. There's a lot more to come. There's more information that we'll be getting into the public square, but for now, we should be very troubled by what we've learned.
Well, one thing.
Now, what that means, folks, is that we all have the four-page memo in our hands right now. What Matt Gaetz just told us, Republican Congressman, 1st District, Florida, a real hero. He's only been in Congress 1 year. What a champion. He said, we're demanding the thousands of pages that we were able to look at and thousands that we didn't get to see in the House Intelligence Committee, that they all be released. And Donald Trump, importantly, today showed us, I'm ready to do that.
That troubled me was to see Rod Rosenstein's name on there as one of the people who signed off on at least one of the FISA warrants, or at least a reapplication of a FISA warrant. If he was aware of the fact that the Trump dossier was a piece of partisan smear job that was paid for by the Democratic Committee, and if he furthermore did not share that information with the FISA court, should he be gone?
Well, I'm not going to get into the HR policies of the...
Now, you have to read Matt Gaetz's mind there. Should he be gone? What Matt Gaetz is saying in his head, screaming, is, you bet he should be gone. He's not able to say that. He says, I'm not going to get into the HR policies of the Justice Department. But that is, in fact, what this 4 pages is enough to show that Rod Rosenstein is a traitor to the country and to the Trump administration, the first being a more important crime than the second, but he has committed both crimes. Donald Trump has to fire him. And this, I'm sure he's wanted to fire him for some time, but this now gives Donald Trump the basis, the public basis that he needs to fire Rosenstein. And the public will be demanding it after they've read this and after they've... There's a little bit of a digesting and incorporating that has to go on. And so this will take our heroes in the media, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Stuart Varney, Greg Jarrett. These guys are heroes. Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, they are heroes. And they will digest the significance of this stuff for the public. It's how many people have the time to read as much as has to be read in order to digest it. And this understanding will be propagated over the next few days, over the next week or so. And then the public furor will break out demanding that Rosenstein be gone. Also, this within these four pages, it shows that James Comey committed exactly the same crime as Rod Rosenstein and was a traitor both to the nation and to the president-elect, pardon me, president-elect Donald Trump, and then President Donald Trump. So where is this valuable? It shows that Donald Trump was very, very much way more than justified in firing James Comey. Should have fired him the minute he walked into the White House. And the crimes had already been committed when Donald Trump walked into the White House. So this is an important piece. And this will very much, the Mueller, I mean, if this Mueller investigation doesn't go away, Mueller himself is not directly mentioned in this four-page memo. But Mueller's bogus special counsel investigation, which, folks, remember, is not as powerful as the Ken Starr investigation, which had extraordinary powers granted to it, which expired in 1999, by Congress. The powers of Robert Mueller are simply those of a district attorney. He has the powers of a district attorney, so he can be curbed. And we don't know what he's doing because he's operating in secret, except for what he leaks selectively. But it appears that he wants to go after a obstruction of justice charge, actually charging the president of the United States with obstruction of justice for having fired James Comey. Well, this blows that whole concept out of the water. James Comey needs not only to be fired, he needs to be imprisoned. So, sorry, so sad, too bad, Robert Mueller, your case just went to hell. So there you have it. There's a little bit of a summary of what we've got. And I'd love to discuss it with you. I've got a few callers on the line already, Tom in Florida and Fred in Michigan. Let us start out with Fred in Michigan. Fred, what's your thought?
Yes, Jamie, I heard Michelle Malcolm on Sean Hannity the other night describing all of this disinfo propaganda, PR psyops, as a perverse political soap opera. And well, what is, to me, Jamie, most disturbing is when I heard somebody like this Preston James fellow. I don't know if you've ever heard any interviews with him. Anyway, I never knew that the United States State Department and the CIA work hand in glove with the Israeli Mossad.
Fred, I don't want to take you off your topic, except I'm going to, because an epic event in American history happened today. This memo, this case presented to the American people by Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, this is what I want to talk about tonight. It's too important.
Let me just go somewhere else. I'm getting into it. Remember maybe the NSA leaked it, a whistleblower, but do you remember Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt, glibly boasting about their successful Kiev, Ukraine, $6 billion coup d'etat? This is the U.S. State Department under Hillary Clintonista sponsoring a Kiev, Ukraine coup d'etat. And they're talking about Russia collusion with the election and Trump.
Fred, you're right back on this four-page memo. And I'd love to hear what you think. You know, when you studied it and read it, you'll have the same conclusion as all that have had a chance to look at it. Is that
okay?
You're right on point there. The memo also indicts the DNC and Hillary Clinton.
Good.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent
comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone.
Fred, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, James.
Yeah, and so what's really great is along the lines of what you're discussing there, the DNC and Hillary are shown in this memo provably. It's not an allegation. There are no allegations in this memo. No allegations. Yep. It's facts that have been proved by the thousands of pages of documents, depositions, admissions by Comey, by Andrew McCabe. The fact is laid out in this memo that the DNC bought and paid for the Christopher Steele Fusion GPS fake Russian dossier. It's proved that that dossier was the only thing offered to as reason for the FISA judge to take the extraordinary action of allowing surveillance, spying on American citizens. That was the only thing. It's also shown that the people who signed this application to the judge, now, a little background here.
Yeah.
The judge is not a police agency. The judge has no investigative ability whatsoever. This is true in all American courts, folks. If you've ever been in court, the judge is relying on you to be truthful in court and is relying on your documents to be factual and to be complete, all relevant and material information, so that the judge can make a just decision and be a judge. Well, when you violate that, you know what happens? If you go into a court and you lie to the judge and you present skewed, false, incomplete material, guess what? You lose your license to practice law, ladies and gentlemen. And it just takes one such case for you to lose your license to practice law. And the judge can have you as an attorney leaving the court in handcuffs. And this happens. This happens, folks. I've seen instances of this. So the judge in this case was lied to by Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein signed off. James Comey signed off on these applications for a warrant. To, for the Fourth Amendment, you know, a search and seizure, your right to privacy. They signed off on this warrant based on very material they knew was false and was a lie, incomplete, and lying to the judge. They go to jail for this. They lose their law licenses, and they're fired, of course. So this is beautiful. And it's shown that all this material came from Hillary Clinton and the DNC and the $12 million they paid to Fusion GPS, an extraordinary amount of money for completely false, lying information. And it's even sweeter than that. In this four-page memo, it's mentioned that James Comey, this rat, this snake, this worm, what's the right animal for James Comey, that he briefed President-elect Donald Trump in early January of 2017, tried to scare him with the Steele dossier when he knew it was junk. And yeah. Comey concealed from the president that the FBI itself had tried to pay Steele money for this. Not only did the DNC pay Steele for this fake information, so did the FBI under these corrupt Comey, Rosenstein, and the others. Now, let me play just a little more. This is Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, and he's going after... And folks, this four pages, why is it so important? This is, you know, it's the crack. It's the crack. This is the crack that's going to open up and it's going to turn into a Grand Canyon. But Donald Trump, by declassifying this, by Devin Nunes showing he's got to, the stuff to get this stuff, we are now going to see a flood of material. Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch is filing a Freedom of Information Act. He's filed it, a lawsuit. Seeking it. Here's what he said today.
Application. Correct. And importantly, you would see with each renewal or reapplication every 90 days, you know, are they making the same assertions? If, in fact, they've come across information that would change the story or in some way provide new insight for the judge, they have an affirmative obligation to correct the record.
Yes.
And so instead of just repeating the same lie over and over again, they would have to make it correct with the court.
And Chris is...
Now, what's he talking about right there? He's going after the underlying applications. This is a summary that I have in my hand and that we as Americans, we have on our computers now. It's a summary prepared by the Republicans and the Intel Committee. What Chris Farrell and these Republicans and others are going after is the underlying documents, which they have some of them, but they want all of them, and they want them released to the public because these are the actual original documents in which Rosenstein and Comey lie to a judge.
Huh.
We'll be right back with more. Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite.
Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extent of it reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back, folks. And we've got plenty of time to, I think, all I'm going to try to do in tonight's show is grab the kernel, the essence of what happened today. Let's listen to our president, Fred, and then we're going to go to, Tom, you hang on. We're going to go to you in just a moment. But let's listen to what our president has to say today. He says, the top leadership. And he just read the memo himself. So you imagine, he was floored. You can just see him there at his desk. The top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department. So that's very important. And he capitalizes the word leadership and investigators. He capitalized it. He's recognized. These are the top. It's not the rank and file. Top guys. Rosenstein. Comey. McCabe. Strzok, who, by the way, was a deputy director or assistant director for counterintelligence. That's a big job. The top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats and against Republicans, something which would have been unthinkable just a short time ago. Another word for the investigative process, the rule of law. Where are we without the rule of law? That's where Hillary wants to go and was going. And that's where we were. We had This isn't a threat, a danger. We were there. We were over Niagara Falls in a barrel until we lucked out and survived that fall. And we're not going to do it again. We're not going to be sent over the falls in a barrel again, James Comey. I don't have the audio for you. I wish I could play it. Maybe I'll find it during a break. Last night, Sean Hannity, withering attack on James Comey. Let me see, how did he say it? He talked to him. He said, like, hey, James, you know, like, hey, buddy, get ready for prison. You pompous, self-righteous, lying sack of dirt. Now, he didn't use those exact words, but that's the tone and the manner in which Hannity addressed James Comey. And that's, he got that just right. We've been talking about him for some time. Here's another tweet from the president today. You had Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party try to hide the fact that they gave money to GPS Fusion, $12 million, to create a dossier which was used by their allies in the Obama administration. There's Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates and James Comey. And by the way, Comey, in the Obama administration, to convince a court misleadingly, by all accounts, to spy on the Trump team. In other words, they lied to a sitting judge in their application for a warrant against American citizens. And by the way, Mueller was FBI director. He retired in 2013. Remember, he signed up. He was made director of the FBI on September, I think it was September 1st of 2001. Maybe it was September 4th. A week before 9/11, September 11th, the Twin Towers. And it wasn't, of course, Twin Towers, because there was a third tower, 47 stories, that came down of its own accord. And Robert Mueller, in the ensuing 12 years till he left his position as director in 2013, that's a long time. He's the guy who didn't really, he did not investigate 9/11. He covered it up. And that's what a corrupt police department or a judge where the fix is in, that's their job. Their job is to put the good guy in jail and make sure the bad guy skates. That's what a dirty judge and a dirty law enforcement is all about. And the shock for America is that your law enforcement, your FBI was fully dirtied up, not to rank and file. And Donald Trump says that in his tweet. He says, rank and file are great people. So insert that little caveat there always. But the top, rotten to the core. Let's go back to this audio we were listening to. Oh, my gosh. I have so many tabs open on my computer. You know what I need to have? I need to have a little stickies at the top of my computer so I can find which one we were listening to. I may not be able to find this. So while I'm looking, let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, James. Yeah, James.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, James, what's on my mind is this is 100 times bigger than Watergate. And I'm going to say this twice to you, James. This is the biggest constitutional crisis in the history of America. Again, this is the biggest constitutional crisis in the United States' history. Okay?
Yes.
People have got to be put in jail for this. This is the constitutional crisis that's never been seen before in our annals of our history of the United States. Now, these people that are behind us, they need to be put in prison. This Mueller gate, this guy Mueller, this donkey, whatever he is, this donkey face, this guy, he's a clown. Okay, like Comey, the clown, and this Mueller imbecile, they should be put, both of them put in jail. And they're,
yes,
like you said, you just said it, James. They reversed it. They're trying to protect the bad guy and make the good guy go to jail. This is the most,
yes,
disgraceful situation we've ever had in our annals of our country. Now, President Trump said today, this is a total disgrace to our Constitution. He's 100 million times correct. But, James, and I'm not going to go on Fred's track because Fred was correct again. But I'm going to leave that alone, James. I don't even want to go on that rail. But Fred, maybe he can finish it up on Sunday, what he wanted to say. But, James, we know with this guy Rothstein, we know what's going on with this nonsense called nincompoops. that are running our country, these leftist freaks.
We don't need to be secretive about it. You're talking about Jewish power. Kelso's not shy to talk about Jewish power. Okay, Jewish power. The Rod Rosenstein, yes, he's Jewish. Robert Mueller, oh, he's old line Puritan pilgrim. In fact, I was looking up his ancestry today, which goes back to the founding fathers. His on his mother's side Scottish, Puritan, English, and his father's side German. But we got bad guys to go around here. So, and I think it's an unproductive pursuit, Tom. And this is, I'll tell you, we've been doing this in the Patriot Cause. Part of the Patriot Cause has been really hammering this drum about Jews. Okay, and I think this has been counterproductive. I'll tell you one thing: if something doesn't work, rethink it. You know, if the customers out in the restaurant are making faces at your recipe, maybe change the recipe rather than keep sending out the same recipe and all your customers leave. The idea that, you know,
James,
America's trouble.
James,
yes.
You're 100% correct what you're saying. But, James, I don't think Fred or I'm going there because there's wonderful ones. They're fantastic. Look at Trump's lawyers. They're great guys. Okay, and they're that persuasion. So I understand where you're coming from. You're 100% correct, James. It's just that I was looking at the deeper state of it. Like, example, James, you got this crazy broad. I'm not going off this with Trump, with the dossier and all that. But look at Nancy Pelosi the other day saying Donald Trump's trying to make America white again. Can you believe that? She actually came out and said that. And that's not that. There should be a billion man march. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, 100 million man march on Washington. This woman's saying that the white America, Donald Trump's trying to make America white again. Could you imagine if that was a Republican that said that?
Yes.
Can you imagine? The film, and this Nancy Pelosi, I just found out, is worth $800 million.
Yes.
And James, if she's so rich, why isn't she supporting all these illegals in California?
Well, you know, beautiful, there's so many beautiful things going on. The John McCain, for example, you know, there's a, you know, what should have been a good white man, okay, but something went wrong there, but John McCain himself, he has announced he's all dirtied up by this dossier because he sent one of his top men, flew him to London to get a hard copy of the dossier from Christopher Steele, flew it back here, took it to the FBI. What was John McCain doing? So John McCain's career, other things will end his career, but John McCain is toast now. He looks so bad in this. You mentioned Nancy Pelosi, you know, what should have been a good white woman. Robert Mueller, you know, should have been a good white man. So we've got traitors from our own tribe. And then, yes, Rod Rosenstein, his tribe has provided a traitor, but also good guys. So I think that's Donald Trump has demonstrated that to us, that the banging the drum that, you know, the Jews did it to us. And that it didn't work. It hasn't worked for over 50 years. But saying that these folks are communists like Mueller and Olinsky communists like Obama, you know, he's not Jewish. That has worked. Saying that our enemies are simply our enemies and a name by name. But don't go into this thing. It's, you know, our people are all good. And this other people, that's our whole problem. You know, it really gets dumb when you start Zig Heiling. Then it gets really dumb, and you start looking like you're actually working for the other side. Because that,
you're right.
America hates Nazis. Period.
James, you're right. I want to say this, James. You're getting back to McCain. McCain was a squealer. He was an enemy. I mean, he was a POW. He got caught, and he was squealing like he was like Jane Fonda. My dad used to tell me he was like Jane Fonda. I remember. And getting back to you asked what kind of animal Comey is. Comey's like a box jellyfish, a little teeny, a half inch long, and you can't see it, but he's got tentacles, and when they stink, it's deadly. Okay. That's what Comey is.
Well, let me play a little audio. This is a great man. Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton. Oh, and by the way, thank you for reminding me of this. Folks, Tom Fitton, Chris Farrell, the great heroes at Judicial Watch, they file these Freedom of Information Act suits, and their problem, this is amazing, folks, for the last year, what they've run into when they go into court. Who's opposing them when they try to get critical documents, smoking gun documents out of the government? Rod Rosenstein and his attorneys are opposing them in federal court. Now, with this thing blowing Rosenstein out of the water, Fitton and Farrell are going to get these documents, and the judges are going to release them. Listen to what Chris Farrell says.
Is that obligation required of everybody who signs the FISA reapplications? Because, as you know, at least one of those reapplications was signed by Rod Rosenstein.
There it is.
Correct, and that's what's so critical. So the special agents from the FBI or any other federal law enforcement executing the affidavit or the sworn declaration in support of the warrant, they have an affirmative obligation, and certainly the attorneys within DOJ or FBI, they too have an affirmative obligation to the court to provide all information, not cherry pick, not play little semantic word games, but lay it all out. And that's why this is so critical. And keep in mind, Comey was involved in all this.
FBI Director Comey.
Correct. So this is, you know, when he's tweeting out his slow motion sort of breakdown that he's having, where one moment he's saying one thing and the next thing he says, so what?
Well, he's talking his book, to give it a Wall Street phrase.
So there you have it, folks. Chris Farrell chopping down James Comey, a slow motion breakdown. So these guys, I mean, right now with this release of this four-page document, Tom, these guys are not sleeping. They're going to all lose their jobs. And it goes back to what Newt Gingrich said. He was so right. We played it on the air here like 3 months ago, 2 months. Newt Gingrich said they're all going to jail. Very insightful by Gingrich. They're going to jail.
And I'm telling you, this is the biggest constitutional crisis of our times. You'll see. It's like I told you, Trump's going to win the presidency. He's going to win it again in 2020. And I'm telling you, James, the big thing here is this immigration invasion. You're not worried about that. I mean, this is insane what's going on, but this immigration, these Democrats have perpetrated on this country for the last 50 years. Oh, by the way, James, one more thing.
Hang on. Before you go.
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, well, hang on. We'll get that in another show. But here's where the two things connect, folks. This FBI scandal and immigration, where do they connect? This FBI scandal discredits all of our enemies on the immigration front. So in other words, do the two things connect? Yes, they do. Because Chuck Schumer, as you say, Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, all of these people, John McCain, the bad guys on the FBI corruption are exactly the same bad guys on immigration. So this issue, this is cut and dried. The FBI criminality, cut and dried. This takes all these people down. It takes down their media backers. And now, when we turn our attention, that's why I hope Donald Trump, wait on the immigration. Don't do a deal. Take your time. Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
No deal, James. No deal on immigration. Yeah. No deal. Yeah, send them all back. No deal.
Yes, no deal. But let this sink in. Let this political damage to the left take its full effect. Then come back with a strong immigration program, which, as you're right, does not include any kind of an amnesty. But Donald Trump will acquire the political capital necessary to drive home a great immigration program. Don't do it now. Wait till the political capital. The damage, you're right, this is the greatest scandal in American history. The damage from this is going to take down so many senators, congressmen, and the media is going to be destroyed. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but this memo, folks, talks about the fact that the corroboration for the Steele fake dossier offered to the judge was an article by Michael Isikoff in Yahoo News. Where did Isikoff get his article? It was leaked to him by Christopher Steele. So, Matt Gaetz says it right. It's circular logic and it's circular facts. The judge was hosed. There were several judges. They were hosed by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, by the media. And these people, you don't hose a judge in this really, really important FISA court. But they're dead to rights. They did it. And we're just going to have show after show, month after month of our ensuing lives. It's going to be the unraveling of all of their lies, and you know, it'll roll up Robert Mueller, his investigation of Donald Trump will go away. And by the way, when that goes away, look at the freedom of maneuvering that Donald Trump then has. So attack, charge full speed on this issue. Let other things wait, and then complete the charge. Tom, thank you very much. Good thoughts.
Hit him like a hammer, James. Hit him like a hammer. Yep. James, yep. Can I say one more thing?
No, because we ran out of time here.
With the Russian thing, they're talking about the Russians. What about these illegals?
No, Tom, you hear the music. Hear that music. Hey, Tom, when you hear the harps, you know you're on their way to heaven, okay? You hear the music. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Oh, there's so much good stuff. It'll take us a long time to get it all out, and it's coming faster than we can get it out, so we'll probably lose ground here. the beautiful James Comey. I like what was just said by Chris Farrell, the slow meltdown in public of James Comey's mind. He tweeted again today. He thinks he's tweeting. He says that the Intel Committee just destroyed itself with the release of this. I mean, the man is delusional. He's a madman. And he was the director of the FBI. He is truly crazy. But part of that craziness is he's going to jail. This 6 foot, whatever, six guy is going to jail. And there was a great thing. Oh, my gosh. Well, it was an exchange. And now I have to use my memory. I should have it in front of me. But Devin Nunes did a punch out with Comey in Twitter, where Comey said something about names of streets and towns being named after somebody. And Devin Nunes came back. And I'm missing the punch of it here. But Devin Nunes said, "Hey, James Comey, I don't think there's going to be many towns or many streets named after you in the future." So, oh, I'll get the original of that. That was wonderful. Here's Greg Jarrett, his reaction today.
Two different crimes. One of them's perjury. The other one's abuse of power. Perjury because they signed an affidavit, the Department of Justice and FBI people, affirming that to the best of their knowledge, these documents, the dossier, is authentic and reliable. When they now we know that they knew it wasn't authentic and reliable. They knew it came from Democratic money. They knew.
And he's talking about Comey and Rosenstein at the top of that class, and all the rest of them too. And folks, the Christopher Steele dossier is a horrible, scandalous, dirt-filled, lying, a bunch of crap. That includes all sorts of sexual charges against Donald Trump. The whole thing, utterly preposterous. And so it isn't just that they signed off on something that was untrue. It's really untrue. It's, off the chart, lying political propaganda. And this was inserted into the FBI as being the truth. And given to a judge on that basis.
Knew that it was likely fabricated, and they knew they couldn't get a FISA warrant without it, and it was authored by a guy who hated Trump. He said he was desperate to stop.
There you go, folks. That's all that's needed to send these criminals and traitors to prison for a long, long time. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We'll see you again on Sunday for our two-hour show. See you then, 4 to 6 p.m.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light deeper. Don't stop believing. Oh, oh, oh.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.